everybody happy. JFK.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Time to talk to Mike about his diet.
I'm going to eat 50 eggs.
Nobody can eat 50 eggs.
You just said he could eat anything.
You ever eat 50 eggs?
Nobody ever eat 50 eggs.
Hey, Babaluga, we got a bet here.
Baba.
My boy says he can eat 50 eggs, he can eat 50 eggs.
Yeah, but how long?
The hour.
Well, I believe I'll take part of that wager.
No. $2, right here on the way to go.
Oh, come on now, let's talk some money.
All right, $20. Anything. Syndicate will cover any kind of bet you want to make. Go get some paper.
Drag. 50 eggs got to weigh a good 6 pounds.
Man's gut can't hold that. They'll swell up and bust them open.
The Don and Mike Show.
Tied forever at the kneecaps. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
It's our names. Don't wear them out. Hi there. Don and Mike Show.
Yo, Don and Mike.
Yo.
What's up? Yo, check it. I'm about to propose to my wifey, well, soon to be wifey. How y'all think I should do it? How y'all think I should pop the question?
How to pop the question?
Yes, sir. How did y'all do it? I want to know, like, I want to take it from the pros.
My first or my second?
The first.
The first was a long time ago. I grabbed her by the hair and dragged her back to my cave.
Nice.
How about you, Don?
Well, both the same for me. Duct tape and an abandoned motel over a weekend. A lot of cough syrup and a lot of sleep deprivation.
Nice. Hey, I'm a young Hispanic man, 21. You know what I'm saying? How y'all think I should pop it? How y'all think I should do it? I'll do it the way y'all tell me.
How what?
Well, what do you recommend?
Now that I've heard a little bit about you, I think what you should do is dress up your riding lawnmower.
All right.
You know, put like some bunting on it. Some festive Tournament of Roses type stuff on it.
Some neat.
And put on a nice clean outfit and come motoring.
What color? What color? Green?
Yeah, gray. Well, you want to use your uniform?
Yeah, why not, right?
Use your uniform.
All right.
But launder it first. Man always looks good in his uniform. Mm-hmm. Do you work on one of those stand-up mowers or a sit-down mower?
No, I don't ride a mower.
What?
Oh, you don't ride a mower. What do you do?
You're Mexican. Come on. You have to.
No, I'm not Mexican.
Oh.
I'm Colombian.
You're Colombian.
Yeah. But I'm trying to do it the way y'all want me to do it.
Listen, you're Colombian. Here you go. I got it for you. It's the old gag. When you're smuggling in a kilo of whatever it is, mm-hmm. put the ring inside one of the bags.
Inside. Put the rings inside one of the condoms that you're using to smuggle with. And so when it gets to its destination, have her meet it there. And then when she's going through the stuff, the ring will fall out in one of the packets.
Right. Or even better.
I don't deal drugs, though.
Okay. Oh, you don't deal drugs.
Well, the coffee.
Colombian Valdez. No, but I'm trying to know the way to get at her. Like, how am I going to say these words?
Uh-huh. Do you two have a favorite spot that you like to hang out at together?
Yeah.
Dude, I would tell you, as someone who's a fan of love, but also a bit of a realist, mm-hmm. You realize, how old are you?
21.
In your age range, there is a 99.999% chance of failure here.
You're much too young to be getting married.
Do you have to marry her, or do you just...
Oh, wait a minute.
Yeah. Do you just think... I got a kid with her.
I see.
When did you father the child?
What's that?
When did you father the child?
Oh, no, the baby's going to be born in February.
I think you're making her an honest woman.
You should name the baby John Deere.
John Deere?
Absolutely. John Deere? Or here's an exotic name. One. Kubota.
It's a dude. It's going to be a little man.
Hey, here, if he's a little man, I'd call him Toro.
Toro?
Listen, it might be a little taken the wrong way in our current climate, but how about Mike Vick?
Nah.
First name Mike, middle name Vick.
Good for you, sir.
Yeah, he's pulling off of that one. Why don't you propose to her when you take her to the OBGYN?
What's that?
You know when you go,
don't know what an OBGYN is?
Have you been to the doctor yet to see any news on the baby that you made?
Nah, not at all. I'm usually at work when she goes to do that.
I see.
And where would that be? Where's work?
What kind of work do you do?
What kind of work I do?
Yeah. Don't answer a question with a question, please.
I work in the streets, man. Do a lot of retail.
Retail on the streets.
You work in the streets?
I got another name. How about Del?
Del?
Del Taco.
Nah, no good.
Feed the Beast. That's for our California listeners. You work in the streets.
Yeah.
Do you sell narcotics?
You know what I'm saying?
You said, I'm saying.
What do you sell in the streets?
Whatever you want. Whatever you need.
Whatever you need.
So you sell, you know, stolen goods?
No, I'm not with the stolen merchandise.
No.
All right, well, you say whatever I need. What
so he's not with the drugs. He's not with the stolen merchandise, but you sell.
It's with something that makes you feel right, Don and Mike.
I see.
You sell narcotics.
You say it like
some
an old
make you feel
like
right.
An old pig. You really do. Hey, come on. I feel like Cheech and Chong. Hey, come on, you pig.
Where's the
I'm
stuff?
Saying, you know I'm the only Hispanic in Virginia area that listens to y'all, though, right?
Oh, no. We got five Hispanics.
At least five. Maybe seven.
And who knows, when they go home, that number goes up to 25, 30. You know how that is.
Yeah, I'm boosting y'all up.
We have 30 Hispanic
listeners. People to listen to y'all.
What are you wearing right now? Are you wearing a baseball cap that's slightly askew with an oversized T-shirt going down
I'm wearing a Don and Mike tee.
You're wearing a Don and Mike tee.
Right on. That's how you attract the highest grade street customer.
We really haven't gotten to the bottom of what you sell, though. Specifically, and you're anonymous, what do you sell?
I told you, whatever you need, Don and
no,
Mike.
No, I don't want whatever you need.
Mike, you have to know how to play the game.
All right.
I'm going to give you a fake name, Juan.
I want Juan. I want to be Dennis.
All right. Dennis.
All right. Dennis.
Dennis Taco.
Dennis, we need some heroin.
I get you that.
We need some cocaine.
I get you that.
We need a gun.
I can't get you that.
We need a cheap car.
I get you that.
We need some paint.
I can get you that.
I need a color TV.
You know where this is going.
We need a can of tomato sauce.
We need six fresh grown garden tomatoes.
I can't get you that.
We need pruning shears.
We need some mozzarella cheese.
I get y'all some crackers.
We need a throw rug for the bathroom.
We need some encyclopedias.
You got to get some crumbled blue cheese for me, please.
Y'all want some premium crackers?
We need a nutcracker.
I need some Bic lighters.
We need some lighter fluid.
We need a can of Raid ant and roach spray.
Tenactin for my athlete's foot.
I can get you that.
We need a carton of Milk-Bone dog biscuits.
We need a Christmas tree stand.
I need a semi-truck full of Marlboro cigarettes.
Hold on, y'all want some females?
We need a television set from the 1950s.
I want an Asian chick.
We need a cat collar with a bell.
I could get you an Asian chick, Don Mike.
Rob, you know, nobody plays the game like he does. I swear to God, nobody plays it. A cat collar with a bell.
Where do you operate out of? What quadrant of Virginia are you at?
Rob, hold on. Excuse me.
I'm located in Alexandria. You can find me in Arlington, in Alexandria.
May I please focus on my China girl?
You need an Asian woman?
He said he could get one. Yeah. How much would an Asian girl cost me?
Man, for you, Don and Mike, for free. Anytime, for free.
But I don't want to just have sex with her. I want her, to be my housekeeper.
Oh, You want her to clean up your messes.
Well, I mean, a housekeeper. You're putting it in the very literal way.
But I see this on Law and Order all the time, where people go to people, and there are people that live in this country, and I want to dress her up in a maid's outfit and have her, be like an almost a regular part of the family. You live out in the doghouse in the backyard.
I would like a bushel basket. Hold on, Chewy.
You're not going to speak English.
I would like a bushel basket of Bing cherries.
I need 2 feet of chain.
A can of oven cleaner.
I can get that.
You can get all these things?
I could get most of them down.
Oh, I need nail polish remover. I need
what size?
The large.
The large size.
The same thing that reminds me, I need windshield washer fluid, too. They come in the same size container.
Yeah. I'd like some Brazil nuts.
Seven red bricks.
I can get you all that stuff, really.
I'd like a magazine subscription. Random. Okay. Any kind.
The stuff?
What?
You want stuff? Or
we're telling you what we need, what we require.
You like the colorful magazines?
Oh, XL? Stuff. Yes, Stuff. I'd love Stuff magazine. Get me a subscription. Send it here.
I need a gross of magnets.
Y'all need, want no premium crackers?
I need eye patches.
I'd like about a pound of tar heroin.
Black tar heroin.
Black tar.
I can get you the tar. I can get you the pure.
Really? What's the name of it? So what's tricky? Its clever street name? What's the heroine's clever street name?
Yeah. Cragmont?
Lady H.
Lady H.
Lady H.
Lady H.
That
like
is
that.
Clever.
Man, you must be on the Lady H.
Nah, man.
No.
I want to smoke some green with y'all.
Yeah. Oh, I know about that. That's pot.
That's Mary Jane.
Love it.
You want to talk to Rob.
Do you carry a weapon with you when you do your job?
No good.
No.
I'm in a friendly base neighborhood,
right.
Mostly white. And
this is my kind of pot dealer. Can you get me some pot?
Sure thing.
Because I'm almost out. I smoked all my pot last night. All much, except for some
you're fresh
seeds.
Out of sticky bud.
I am. I have some seeds and some stems.
How
and
much
that's all.
How much do you need, Rob?
I need like a quart.
A quart?
I need a quart of pot.
A quart of pot.
Hey, Rob, I could do that for you for free, my man.
All right, well, here's what we'll do. Do you know where Constitution Avenue is?
No, good.
No, that's real good. Bring a quart of pot and meet me at like 15th and Constitution, and I'll have a carnation.
And
you'll know me.
I need the George Foreman grill, but the new one, new one that can take up to 6 burgers at once.
I would like a pair of baby shoes.
I need some Easter peeps.
Rabbit ear antennas.
Y'all ain't really never told me how I'm supposed to propose to my lady, though.
I'd like a can of Crowder peas. That's
some
from yesterday's show.
Around it?
Yeah, some ham wrapped around it, yeah. Mm-hmm.
How many OxyContins could you get us?
Well, how about some premium crackers?
How about some OxyContin?
I'll take the damn crackers.
Good job, guys. Good job.
How about that OxyContin stuff that Rush Limbaugh took?
Nah, that make your brain mushy. I don't like
that. That's what I want. I want something to make my brain mushy. Now
I'd like an IKEA stand-up lamp.
I want a big clock.
You don't want premium crackers?
I want one of those beaded seats that all the cab drivers have.
Yeah.
I could get you that.
In the same vein, I'd like an air freshener for my car that's shaped like a crown.
I'd like a My Little Pony lunchbox.
I can get you all day. I'm serious.
Well,
I'm serious.
Are you writing this down?
Yeah.
Read it back to me.
Read it back. Come on.
All right. Y'all want a 1950s television set. Somebody wants some Windex. Another person wants marijuana, I guess.
Yeah. Rob wants
a quart.
A quart of marijuana. A
quart of pot. Right.
And don't forget my pound of black tar heroin.
You still want the Asian woman?
And I want an Asian woman.
Yeah,
the Asian
Clementine.
Woman.
Uh-huh.
Right.
Buzz wanted some oven cleaner.
That's right.
Right. What Buzz want? Buzz?
I just said Buzz wanted some oven cleaner. You're not going to be a good salesman if you don't listen.
Excuse me. I want the new DVD with Bruce Willis and Halle Berry, the one that I didn't see in the movie theaters. That's out this weekend.
Deadass. Oh, yeah.
I get you dead ass. Yeah. I get all that for y'all.
Well, when can you get it here?
I'm saying y'all in Fairfax or y'all in Maryland?
We're in Maryland.
Rockville.
I'll be there.
Can you get here before the end of the show today?
With all that stuff?
Yeah,
most of it. Yeah,
I could really promise Rob something. The Asian it'll take me a day,
right?
And with the 1950 television set, I had to go ask my grandmother for that one.
I'll tell you what. Show up with how much weed did you want?
Quart. I need a quart of good weed.
No. I'm gonna give Rob a personal of my ounces. Yeah, my nice ounces.
None of that. Why spill more than that? I need a quart.
I spill more than
none
that.
Of that at PCP on oregano though.
No, not at all.
All right,
not at all.
Oh yeah, hold on. What about crack?
I can get you that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, how many do I normally get, Robbie? Hey, 25 or 30?
How many rocks?
I don't want to say crack on the radio.
How many rocks do I normally get?
30. 30 tablet-sized rocks
a
of
month,
crack.
30 rock.
Yeah.
I want 30 rocks, please.
And I would like a suitcase filled with the brown acid.
The brown.
I have one more request.
Do you like the roll?
The roll?
Yes, say yes.
Yes, of course.
Roll. Roll on ecstasy.
Yes, I'd like some ecstasy. Oh, yeah.
Kaiser roll.
There you go.
And we'll need one banjo made of chocolate.
No,
a solid chocolate.
Very, very, very seriously.
Get out of ham and cheese.
Very seriously. How about 100 ecstasy tablets?
I'm serious.
So am I.
Look,
put it on our list.
I'm a white dudes.
100 ecstasy tablets and a mouth guard.
We'll need that.
Right.
I give you 10 pack of ecstasy.
Is it possible you could stop at Home Depot for me?
I could do that. What you need?
Well, when you bring us the ecstasy, I'd also like the large size, a bottle of Mylanta.
I don't think you could get that at Home Depot.
Well, you have to go next door to the drugstore next to the Home Depot.
and I want a Roman candle.
What I need are tiki torches.
I'd like some ramen noodles.
Nah, I can't get y'all the ramen noodles, man. That's in my cupboard. That's for me. Come on, Donnie.
Ramen noodles.
That's in your cover? What is cupboard?
That's what cupboard. That's what I think you should name the boy. Roman noodles.
Just rotten ramen.
Like he said, Mon, Mike, Roman.
Roman
Mike
noodles.
Roman Gabriel. Roman noodles. That should be your son's name.
That is nice.
I'm serious, though. When I have my baby, I'm going to bring him down to the station.
Why don't you name your baby Alphonse Soriano Jr.?
Oh, I got another thing. Do you have your pen out?
Yeah.
I'd like a Scooby-Doo beach
Alfonso.
Towel. A Scooby-Doo beach towel, please.
Okay.
They're easy to find, believe me.
And a quarter rocky road.
Need some rechargeable batteries.
Serious, though. Y'all
I'm
want
serious as a
crackers?
Heart attack.
I'd like a cinnamon-smelling Yankee candle.
You don't want a white woman with AIDS? I get you some white women with AIDS from Fredneck.
Some white women with AIDS. That is a tempting offer.
How much?
Think about it.
From Fredneck.
How much?
Free.
How much for
I told
white?
Y'all.
How much?
For Rob, you, Don, Mike, Buzz, everything's free.
Sure, I'll take a white woman. Could you get a white woman with AIDS today?
Yes.
Can you prove that she has AIDS?
Yes.
Don't want you selling something you don't have.
Telling y'all, man, I'm not.
It's a long drive from Alexandria to Frederick, Maryland.
It is.
He works fast.
Hurry, come on. All right, we've placed our order. Hurry.
Yeah, I'll go there real quick. I'll be there.
All right, dude. Thank you.
Yeah. See you this afternoon.
Thanks a lot.
Hey.
Pleasure doing business with you.
What's up with that Madden name? What's up with the your Madden screen name? What is it?
He does not want to get off the phone with us. He wants to play you in Madden now.
Give us our prizes, and then I'll give you my screen name.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, bring my Asian girl.
I'll bring you all the drugs with the Asian girl then.
Fine. Very good. We'll look for the pickup truck full of our stuff.
It's going to be a good weekend.
And you know what? Hey, listen, seriously, because I like you, tell your grandmother I don't need the 1950s television. She can keep it.
Oh, man, I was going to get that personally for you, man.
I know, but you know what? What will she have to watch then?
Good. Hey, can I ask? Can I ask?
Don't worry, she's gonna die.
A personal question. Could you bring me one of your grandma's bras?
I could do that.
Just so I could smell it.
He loves that.
Boy, okay, that's the mother load.
She's 86. You want?
Oh God.
Oh man, fantastic. Ace bandage heaven.
Y'all like that?
Listen, hang up and start delivering.
Yep. And if you forget everything else, that last item that Mr. Geronimo requested. The bra.
Your grandmama's bra.
An 82-year-old woman's bra.
Please. Immediately.
Is there anything sweeter?
You get the crackers, ass.
And don't forget, Rob wants his quart of weed.
Yep. Quart of pot.
I'll take the crackers.
You've got me hotter than a fat woman's bra.
Baby. Right.
Thank you, friend.
Yeah, peace.
Have a great day.
See you later, Dennis.
Bye, Dennis.
Buzz remembers his name.
Dennis. Well, Buzz has that way with people.
Hi there, Don and Mike show.
That was Dennis.
Yeah, this is Reverend Al Sharpton. That last call just set us back 30 years.
Is this the worst impression of Al Sharpton I've ever heard?
I'm not impersonating. I was calling to be a ghetto translator, but you let the bam off the phone.
Oh, that dude wasn't black.
No. Nah.
He was Hispanic.
What's the difference?
There you go.
What makes a Nazi? How does he get that way?
Could you imagine that, Rob? Do you think there ever could be a black Nazi?
No. I don't think so.
Right? It'd be a
That's a wonderful trivia question, though. I mean, I wonder.
Has there ever been a black Nazi?
I'd love to know if there was a black member of the Nazi Party.
I've never met one.
It's a hell of a Reich. It was a big-ass Reich.
That's true.
I think there's been a black Klansman, but I've never heard of a black Nazi.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Maybe if he was albino.
I think Nat King Cole was a black Nazi.
No.
No.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Now you've gone too far.
He fought on our side, Don.
That's right.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
He was a very old soul.
He was, and a merry old soul.
Merry old soul.
Hello.
Hello.
Yes, you're on the air. Hi there. What's up?
Hey, not much, man. Hey, I was hoping to talk to Don, man. I did his water treatment system on his old house. How's
Welcome to Friday's show, or as I like to call it, happy hour.
Hi there. It's me. It's me. How are you? What would you like to speak about?
Michael Mayer.
Turn your radio down, please.
Yeah, is Michael Mayer there?
I'm right here.
Still.
Yes, we're both here.
Hey, yeah, okay. Hey, I did the water treatment on your old house.
The water treatment?
Well, on my house? Mike O'Mara's house?
Yes.
I don't like to look back, sir. I really don't.
Listen, we're only taking calls. We're only taking calls right now from people who can fill our shopping list on this Friday.
Trying to think if I had a treatment center and water treatment in any of my houses. I think Hello? It was a guy that just went in the backyard and peed.
Don and Mike show.
Same thing.
Hello.
Hey. How are you doing, Don?
Is somebody mocking your
snort?
You mock me when I laugh?
No. Yep. Yeah, I like the show, though.
Keep mocking. Enjoy it, my friend. There's an expiration date on that.
You know?
I just did it. I didn't mean to do it.
God. I'm not even aware that you knew that.
Guilty.
I haven't noticed.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Don and Mike?
Yeah, hi. What's up, honey?
How are you?
Doing fine, sweetie. How are you?
Good. Listen, I don't care about your athlete's foot. I think you're both hot.
Right, sugar tease.
Who's the celebrity you most resemble?
Helen Hunt.
Helen Hunt?
Helen Hunt with a C, yes.
Right. Yep, Helen Hunt. I'm about that same age as well.
The problem, really? Darling, with Miss Helen Hunt is that she has hit that wall so incredibly hard.
Haven't seen her in many movies recently.
I've seen her, like, on E!TV.
Not good?
First off, get thyself to a sandwich to begin with. Uh-huh. Seriously. And she's got a combination of freckles and age spots.
She the skin seems to be aging a little faster than normal.
That's too bad. She used to be hot as balls.
I think
she doesn't have athlete's foot.
But, you know, Helen Hunt, are you a younger Helen Hunt?
No, I'm about the same age.
Oh, about the same age.
You know, I would still, I still find the castaway Helen Hunt to be absolutely the Helen Hunt that I've known. Twister Helen Hunt. Mm-hmm. Oh.
Yeah.
Would I like to twist her, really?
That's good stuff.
Okay, now I'm happy. I needed to hear that. You'd still do her.
Sure, of course.
Oh, thank you.
Hell, I would do her with Joe's thing. See you later. Bye, honey. There you go.
Bye-bye, honey.
Bye, honey. See, that's how you make listeners happy, Mike.
She's delighted. You know,
we made two listeners happy.
They are going to both enjoy their weekends because of us.
Right.
Isn't that's that wonderful?
Right. That's very nice.
What about us?
They're great.
We certainly are.
Get out of here. You know, we never even heard about your diet. We'll come right back.
Oh, God.
This is the Don and Mike Show.